uncensored, no holds barred talk, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Reality Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live edition of the Global Reality right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. Thank you for being with us here tonight for another late night Moonbat edition of the broadcast. And we're going to be getting into a lot of different topics of discussion tonight, a lot of different issues with you here. So glad you could join us and be with us. And didn't have a show yesterday, and I'm still trying to get everything back in here situated. I don't know, hopefully my audio isn't coming out weird or anything here tonight on the other side, because I had everything configured for recording a live band in here the other day. So I was recording. I'm helping my brother and his band produce a record right now. And so all of my cabling and all my stuff last night, I realized just moments, literally moments before I was getting ready to go on air last night that there was that none of my stuff was configured to do radio. And so I had to make a decision there at the last minute not to do the show last night, because I none of my cabling was hooked up for the thing and all this. I'm hearing crackling though. Is anybody else not sounding distorted or anything? Okay. You're saying it sounds good. I just keep hearing crackling. I don't know where it's coming from. It's weird. But nonetheless, we've got a lot of stuff to get into and talk about tonight. I promise you that I will do my best to talk about Charlie Sheen as little as possible. It's amazing how much of a psyop they've turned this into, but I'll get into it a little bit because I got some things about it I need to say. But we'd love to have email questions from you here tonight as well. If you have anything you'd like to discuss, you can send it in through the email at globalrealityshow@gmail.com. That's globalrealityshow@gmail.com. That's where you can send in questions if you have topics or anything else you'd like to hear me discuss here on the broadcast live tonight, Moonbat edition, 12:47 a.m. Central Standard Time. You don't have to come in the chat room and ask if this is live anymore. 12:47 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we're roaring and ready to go here for you tonight for another Moonbat edition of the show. So hope you have plenty of coffee handy. I hope you have plenty of everything that you need handy tonight to stay up late and get into a lot of topics of discussion. And a lot of things that are going, it's insane, it's crazy that we are being force-fed such a trivial and mundane thing right now in through the mass media. And I mean, everybody is talking about this whole fiasco with Charlie Sheen. It's unbelievable to me the levels at which this thing has perpetrated and the likes of which this thing has done. And it's an amazing psychological operation. Any shred of credibility that that Alex Jones have left should be gone, and all those things are apparent now. And as I talked about last week when it first started happening, that they have used the Alex Jones platform as a launching pad for this trite Hollywood distractionary horseshit. And but that's not really the issue here to me. I mean, we can talk about all night about what a shill Jones is, or you know, him and the rest of his Jesuit buddies running this thing. By the way, we've got a funny thing I'll tell you about that in a little bit as well tonight. Interesting story. But I haven't heard anybody else say this yet. And I've been listening to some of the monitoring some of the radio shows that have been going on the past couple of days. And the one thing that I don't think anybody has really keyed in on or zeroed in on, at least not that I've heard yet, about this whole fiasco is, and to me, this is one of the most important things about it that we can identify here. And is all those things are obvious, you know, all the things about, you know, the Sheens and how, and again, Alex Jones, just affiliation with Jesuits endlessly. We can talk about that, but is anybody else but me think that this is a little too obvious? Because don't you think that anybody in their right mind, especially coming from someone like Alex Jones, who's probably a million times on his radio show said that, you know, Hollywood is a distraction, or they do put out these stories and distract people with tabloid stuff. I mean, he's putting himself into a position where he is playing a part in the exact thing that he has said was the part of the problem so many times. So that in and of itself should dissolve any of his credibility, regardless of anything else we might know. But see, that's the whole thing. The whole point of this is now to paint people like Alex Jones and Charlie Sheen or anyone else, as I've been telling you for years that this was part of the plan. Go back. I've got shows going back as far as 2008 where I told you that this was the plan to have these clowns and these coke-addicted losers be seen to the rest of everybody else and the rest of the world as being anybody that associates with wanting to get answers in this world is now going to be associated with these two clowns. But that's obvious, too. And yes, Alex Jones was on The View. That's just greatness. But even that, that's not what I see any of this is. The biggest thing for me about all this is I think this is an intentional campaign that they are doing, again, as I said, to you know, try and paint truthers or anybody else that's even looking for real answers in this world, even if they're not associated with the Patriot Movement, Truth Movement, like me or you or a lot of us are out here. Yeah, that's the best goddamn word for it I've ever heard, man. Hydra. Man, Hydra says total buffoonery. That's all. Yeah, that's what it is. It's total fucking buffoonery, but that was good. Above and beyond all that, I think this is the way now that they're going to try and discredit and use this as what is written down or remembered as what has or what did discredit Alex Jones. You see, and it's interesting because this whole thing that we've had with questions about the Council for National Policy and his associations with it has spawned from the fact that so many of its founders have ties to the Jesuit order, back to the Vatican, to the highest religious orders on this planet. That's always been the real issue. You know, not this stuff about, you know, is he owned by ABC? Of course, going on The View, I don't think helps the case of the people that believe that, but my God. But I think that you know, this coming just weeks after he had you know, the whole ordeal with Charlotte Iserby, and then, of course, Phyllis Schlafly after that. And it just seems that as everybody has been, you know, more focused lately on the, you know, the Council for National Policy, these questions with Alex Jones, Phyllis Schlafly, and all the rest of this stuff, and also at a moment where, you know, many people are focused on what's going on in the Middle Eastern countries and what's happening now with these revolutions that are being provocateured all over the planet to destabilize the Middle East. And then, boom, this is thrown out there, and everybody goes after it. And you know, the rest of the things that are going on in the world that are important, like, right, well, good point. Yeah. As soon as this stuff came out about that Inglame 1.5 clip, here it comes, right? Because that's what we should be talking about right now. We should be talking about the fact that Alex Jones shot video inside of a Council for National Policy meeting and put it in his Inglame 1.5 movie that came out in 2007, which blows holes wide open in his story of the audio clips that we have of him from his show, where he says a year ago, you know, 2 years ago, I've never heard of this group. I never heard about them until recently. I don't even know anything about them, but yet there it is in his own film. And so, you know, here comes that. But I think that's the whole point. I think this is a engineered campaign to start discrediting Alex Jones. And I think that in the long run, this is what people want. This is what they want people to remember Alex Jones, why he was discredited. Not the fact that he got owned in broad daylight for his connections and the things that that we've exposed about him, but the fact that he, because that's what's going to happen if Charlie Sheen dies. Which, you know, even before this happened, I was telling you, well, I mean, I don't think old Charlie's going to make it through the rest of this year. You know, I was making that joke about maybe we should get a death pool going on Charlie Sheen on, you know, and whoever gets closest wins a prize. You know, I was joking around about that, but the fucked up thing about it is that if Sheen does kick over from all this and it ends up being drug related, which we know it will be, Jones on The View yesterday was talking about, folks, I know Charlie's been clean for 10 years, folks. He just went on a bender, folks. I mean, my God, they're putting Alex Jones on The View? The world's going to hell in a handbasket. And the most important thing on the calendar for Mr. Jones on Monday is going to New York or LA or wherever, New York, I guess it is, to film a piece with The View. I mean, if The View called me up for something and wanted me to come on about something, you know what my answer would be? I'd go, here you go. Get a piece of paper down. I want that goody two-shoes, Republican fucking sucker of Satan's cock, Hasselbutt, to read it. And I want it to say, suck it, in big, bold, black letters. Because that's what you do when these mainstream fucking cronies come knocking on your door. You throw the middle finger up and you tell them to suck it. You don't cower down to them and go, oh, yes, 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 when shall I get on the plane to come to you, my masters? You know, it makes that clip we have now of him saying, you know, do you know what it's like to go to bed every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers? Because I do. Yeah, and literally, there's a clip where Jones says that. We're going to have it in the new movie. Unbelievable. Yeah, you know, he just jumps and runs whenever the intelligentsia tells him to. I mean, my unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable stuff. And it's unbelievable that is what people are talking about. Somebody put a poll in the chat room earlier that was like, who do you believe is more batshit crazy, Omar Gaddafi or Charlie Sheen? And it was predominantly everybody said that, you know, Sheen is more batshit crazy than Gaddafi. But I think that poll is probably skewed by the fact that the majority of the people that probably participated in that poll don't have any idea who Gaddafi is, because they haven't heard about him in on the tabloid news. But they certainly have heard of Charlie Sheen in the tabloid news. By the way, Charlie Sheen was also in a little movie you may have heard of called Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So, you know, regardless of how many drugs he does, we can never criticize him because he was also in Red Dawn. So the fact that you are in Red Dawn and Ferris Bueller's Day Off gives you a lifetime pass to be a coked out Jesuit crazy Alex Jones sucker of Alex Jones cock. I love how Jones tried to say that folks, I didn't even know Charlie was going to call in. It was just a surprise thing. And then he says on The View that he was at his house 2 weeks ago. I find it a little hard to believe that if you were at his house 2 weeks ago, that you didn't know he was going to call. And it's bullshit. This was a media charade that was planned out from day one. And you notice he makes these, it's always these Jesuit clowns who make these anti-Semitic remarks, isn't it? You notice that? Right. I mean, straight up protocols of the Elders of Zion. You know, the whole thing about how that's why they created the protocols of the Elders of Zion was so when anybody started getting too close to the real power structure, they could roll out, you know, that it's all the Jews. Well, my goodness gracious. Because, you know, now that Charlie Sheen has, for, you know, the past several years, made it very apparent that he believes 9/11 was an inside job. And now it's made it very apparent also that, you know, he's going around calling people Kikey McKikenstein or whatever the fuck he's calling them. Kikey McKikenstein, isn't that what he called that guy? Something like that. I don't know. But and then he said something about him. He said something about that he was, everybody knows that we're Vatican assassins or some shit like that. Vatican assassin warlocks. And you know, it makes me wonder if that was him fucking around or if that was letting a little bit of truth come out. My God. I mean, look at Martin Sheen. I mean, bunch of communists, all of them anyway. Jesus Christ. You know, Jaime Levine. I like Kikey McKikenstein better than Jaime Levine. I think Sheen needs to hire me to be his new personal anti-Semitic epitaph writer. Hey, Josh, I was wondering if you could write me something that was very, very negative towards the Jews, because I really could use a new epitaph. That's what he talks like. He's always really like this. And, you know, if I want to do crack, by God, I'm going to do it. Oh, man. But anyway, earlier I was telling you guys, because, you know, the same thing happened with Mel Gibson. And, of course, Alex Jones will go on and gush all day long about how he's friends with the Gibson family. He's had Hutton Gibson on his show many times. He's personal. Mel Gibson loves him. Apparently, Mel Gibson believes everything that Alex Jones believes, but he won't come out and say it publicly or some shit. I mean, they're all Jesuits. Mel Gibson's father was a former Jesuit priest, for God's sakes. But let me go here through my stack here and find this. This was unbelievable to me. It says, oh, crap. Lost one of my articles there. Hopefully it wasn't a good one. It says, the bitter Hollywood bad boy took the airwaves and internet yesterday in a scorched earth campaign against Chuck Lorre, the creator of his canceled hit sitcom, 2.5 Men, and anyone else he believes is threatening the well-being of his wallet. I am a warrior, and this is my battlefield. Charlie Sheen told The Post, there are a lot of people relying on me. I have a certain lifestyle that my family and I are accustomed to, and these nabobs are getting in the way of that. What is a nabob? Or nabob? Huh. I was counting on that dough. This guy, you know, so now he's going to cry a river because he didn't get his $2 million a show. I mean, I don't know how anybody who can get on a radio show or anything else and talk about any of the stuff that's happening in the world justify any time given to this drug-addicted Jesuit plant clown that's being used to further the agenda that Alex Jones claims to be against. $2 million an episode? My God. What is this guy ever? You know, I've said it once, I'll say it many times. What has Charlie Sheen ever done for real researchers? Charlie, you know, hey, if you wanted to prove your worthiness, why don't you donate that $2 million an episode to putting up radio stations or, you know, funding films for people like myself or something like that? No, but you don't do that because you put it towards coke and all this other shit. You don't give a damn about what's going on in the world. You're just being used like a puppet with a stick up your ass, like the rest of these guys are. And as long as they pay you and give you plenty of hookers and drugs, you don't give a fuck what anybody really thinks about you because you're better and you're outside of the club and you're outside of the world of everybody else. So it doesn't matter. You can do what you want anyway. And isn't that what you guys think? This is the death knell for Jones. I mean, it already was, but it's just ringing more. The death knell is just ringing more and more every day. But what we have to be aware of here is this is being used and created 100% to try and paint with a very broad brush anyone that talks about these topics. And we know that they've wanted to do that for a very long time. They do want to make it a very 1984 type of world where, you know, there are no beliefs that you can have that the whole system or the whole state doesn't have. And so everything is in order. And that's what they want to do. They want to make it to where, you know, people 100 years from now won't know about this kind of stuff. And like I said, I'm sticking by everything I've said about this about the past couple of years has been coming true. It's insane. 100% accuracy rate on the way that this was going to go with trying to get everybody associated, people that are really hungry for knowledge and thirsty for the truth of the lies that we've been told are going to be attempt to, you know, thrown into that. But it's, you know, it's too late for that. It's really out of control now because there's the amount of people that are now awake compared to this would have worked 2 or 3 years ago. I think they're too late trying to run this op. But again, I don't think they have any choice now that Alex Jones is being exposed. And I think basically, I don't know. I'll tell you my opinion. And just because it's my opinion doesn't make it fact. I don't know, man. I'm of the opinion that I think Alex Jones got a phone call. I think he got a phone call. I think after all this CMP stuff has come out, notice they've tried to sweep it under the rug. Every time I come out with a big piece of info that should be just monumental, world changing, it always attempts to be negated. I don't know how anybody now can deny that piece of info with Jones footage from his own cameras inside of a Council for National Policy meeting. How can you deny that? But I think he got a phone call. I think somebody from on high said, look, you know, we got a lot of bad hangout here on this CMP thing. And what we need you to do is we basically need you to be a part of this Charlie Sheen operation with us so we can get people focused on this instead of what's going on in the Middle East and what's happening in Egypt and what's happening in Yemen, and what's happening in this country with these earthquakes, with New Madrid heating up. We're now 2 months away from national level exercise 2011, in which they will either simulate or actually create using scalar technology an earthquake happening along the New Madrid fault line. I mean, there's all kinds of topics and everything else that I'm sorry. I was looking at an email. Forget where I was going now. Oh man, yeah, it's unbelievable. No, I mean, I think that we all need to be aware of the fact that it's, you know, yes, we know Jonesy's a shill, and yes, we can say that this whole thing was perpetrated for those reasons. But I think it's deeper than that. I think that this is the first run of the attempt. And yeah, you know, the next thing I hear that he's going to do is he's supposed to be making some kind of film on chemtrails or something of that nature. Yeah. Oh man, that's going to be a whitewash, I'm sure. But we have tons of news tonight. Again, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. It's globalrealityshow@gmail.com. If you have email questions, you have topics, you have anything you'd like to hear me get into tonight, you can definitely send it over there. Largest earthquake in 35 years hits Arkansas. The central Arkansas town of Greenbrier has been plagued for months by hundreds of small earthquakes. And after being woken up by the largest quake to hit the state in 35 years, residents said Monday they're unsettled by the increasing severity and lack of warning. The U.S. Geological Survey recorded the quake at 11 p.m. Sunday, centered just northeast of Greenbrier, about 40 miles north of Little Rock. It was the largest of more than 800 quakes to strike the area since September, and what is now being called the Guy-Greenbrier earthquake swarm. The activity has garnered national attention, and researchers are studying whether there's a possible connection to the region's natural gas drilling industry. The earthquake activity varies each week, though as many as nearly 24 small quakes have occurred in a day. You don't know what to expect. It's unnerving, said Kareen Tarkenton, an employee at a local flower and gift shop. I woke up last night to the sound of my house shaking. What woke Tarkenton was a magnitude 4.7 earthquake that was also felt in Oklahoma, Missouri, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All just prime area right around the New Madrid fault line there. No injuries or major damage have been reported, but the escalation of the severity of quakes in and around small and north-central Arkansas town has many residents on edge. Some said they're seeing gradual damage to their homes, such as cracks in walls and driveways. We probably had about 40, 50 calls last night, and said Sergeant Rick Woody, noting that the tone of the calls had changed after previous quakes. Most callers simply wanted to find out if a loud noise they heard was an earthquake. Man, I should go up there. I should go to this town, Greenbrier. So I should go up. I should like go up there and like film a documentary about this or something. Get some footage. Go up there and see, you know, how many fucking they say 24 in a day, 24 earthquakes in one day. Fuck. Go up there and get some of this on video, man. I mean, find out, you know, what's happening here. At least document some of this. My God. That's just unbelievable. Let me continue on this. It said that the fear had calmed down again until last night. What he said Monday, police's biggest concern now are whether or not these earthquakes are going to get any bigger. They had 700 in a month last month. My God. Scott Osberg, seismologist for the Arkansas Geological Survey, said Sunday's record quake was at the max end of what scientists expect to happen. Basing that judgment on this swarm and others in the past, it's possible that a quake raging from magnitude 5 to 5.5 could occur. But anything greater than that is highly unlikely, he said. Osberg said that he plans to hold a town meeting in Greenbrier next month to address people's concerns. This quake actually scared folks. He said it lasted a lot longer than the other ones did. Osbrooks and scientists said scientists continue to study whether there may be a connection between the earthquakes and local injection wells, where the natural gas industry pumps wastewater that can no longer be used by drillers for hydraulic fracturing or fracking. It involves injecting pressurized water in to create deep fractures in the ground to help free the gas. Geologists don't believe the fracking is the problem, but possibly the injection wells. Major source of the state's, well, I mean, look, it's pretty simple. Were these earthquakes happening prior to the natural gas activity in and around the area? I have not seen anything that has indicated to me so far that this was happening until they started drilling and fracking there in that area. So I think that we can all easily deduce. how fucking stupid do they think we are? I mean, I think we can safely deduce that these earthquakes are being caused. Cause and effect there, baby. Cause and effect. Unbelievable stuff. We're going to take a break, come back, get into more news and information tonight. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. That's GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. If you have a topic, if you have a question, if you have something you want to hear me talk about tonight, love to hear from you. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. Stay with us, folks. We're going to get Moon Batty tonight, and best get yourself a little caffeine shot here in the break. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Paperback writer. Is there all night? Will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer. Paperback writer. It's a dirty story of a dirty
Bryant back here with you on the Global Reality right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. I'm your host, Josh Reeves. Thank you for being with us here tonight for this late night Moonbat edition of the broadcast. And we're going to be getting into a lot more topics of discussion with you here tonight on the show. So glad you could join us. We hope that if you've got any topics of discussion you'd like to get on the table, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. That's globalrealityshow@gmail.com. So I'd love to hear from you there. If you have any sort of topics or anything else you want to hear, we're going to be getting very, very moon batty tonight. So we'll just go until we're out of things to talk about here for you. But I had talked about last week. I have just renewed interest in going back and researching stuff into the ancient rock wall in Rockwall, Texas. And I've been doing more research and going back and looking over things. And I have a new theory that on what I think this thing is. I'd like to share that with you here tonight, as well as tell you about some other pieces of information about this thing that I found out that I think you'll find interesting. So we'll talk about that here in just a bit. This was we paid the bills today. So thank you to everybody who supported us in the month of February and helped us reach our goal for the month and take care of all the bills and everything else that we had to take care of there for the month. And also we also got another donation in for the Cigarette Volume 2. So really all I have to do is just buy the next piece of gear I've got to have to finish what I need. And then we'll be all to be left there from there is for me to just get it all done and get everything in it. So it's coming along quite nicely. The chipping banner is there for the bills for the month, and the donate button is there for the films and other amounts or anything else. So thanks to everybody out there who has donated and supported to us and continues to keep us pushing forward. And that's why, I'm sorry and I apologize for having to even talk about the only reason I even talked about the Alex Jones Charlie Sheen thing is because it does tie into my research with the CMP stuff, and so I kind of do have to talk about it for those reasons. But for me, there's so much other real research, and there's so much other things that we don't. I mean, we just don't have a lot of time left. I feel to uncover the things that need to be uncovered, and there's so many things that that we can occupy our minds with when it comes to this information, trying to find out. And I just left and right, I just see things where, and more than it, oh, it's always been like this, but more and more I see and I think that's because we're starting to find out more. So they're having to launch more of these distractionary operations, you know. Any of this new information that we find out, or any of this stuff that we come out with that exposes the grand plan and the much larger operation, you have to understand, anybody that would see any of that as a bad thing, anybody that thinks that further exposing the Council for National Policy and how the entire Patriot Movement, Truth Movement has been a fraud and a front for these white supremacists to build their army so they can fulfill what was in the Turner Diaries, I'm sorry. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that people would see that as a bad thing. You know, this is really pushing forward with truth, not with this crap where everything's just stayed the same for years and years and people just been bitching and pissing and moaning about it on radio. Mainstream truth movement, patriot movement, whatever you want to call it, all that crap wasn't set up to find real truth. It was set up for the continuation of the hiding of the truth. And all world religions are based on lies, not the information in themselves, which in many cases is actually factual representations of events that happened in human history. But we don't have the context for what these things are talking about. We're not given that. So we're just now figuring out things like what is in the book of Genesis with genetic manipulation and the rest of this stuff. You know, genealogy of the gene of ISIS. You know, Genesis, the gene of ISIS. That's why that's there, because now we know that, that what they're talking about is genetic manipulation. We have a context for it. But every major world religion or spiritual movement from the dawn of time has been gobbled up by the priests, absorbed, and then bastardized into something else, and then they spread these around the world, and then they get all of us throughout the planet fighting over who has the right one or the wrong one. When you get down to it, a lot of these things originated from the same place. I mean, we have stories of Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent, who walked on water, put no other messiahs before me, was crucified. Almost identical stories. There's tons of these. Viracocha, Onas. But the interesting thing about Quetzalcoatl is that brings us to what I now firmly believe, the mysterious rock wall in Rockwall, Texas is, and why it's people have gone at great lengths to cover it up. I believe that the ancient rock wall in Rockwall, Texas is the what the Mexicans and the Mesoamericans refer to as the mythical kingdom of Aztlan. Aztlan is also known as Atlantis. And when I first met with John Lindsay, the architect who did the dig in 1999, and was one of the biggest, you know, he worked for NASA on Apollo 12, and how he found out about it was Landsat images from NASA. And ever since I met with that guy at his house, and just from that first initial meeting, you know, I was like, this has something to do with Atlantis. And I think he said some stuff like that too, that it somehow related to Atlantis. And there was a story in the Rockwall paper where one of the caverns that they went down into, they found these two marble pillars, black marble pillars inside that were supporting this whole cavern that they've now covered up. And what's interesting is in Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Destiny of America, he talks about this gentleman being taken down underneath this cavern in Africa and shown these two black marble pillars that supposedly went back to the time of Atlantis. Now, I thought that was a strange and interesting coincidence, and there was a gentleman who found an artifact, and it's on Dave Campbell. I think it's on anarchaeology.com. I think it's on his website. But there's this little, there was a guy who found an artifact out in the town of Roy City, which is a little ways out from where Rockwall is. And there was a scientist who kept saying, oh, it's a fossil, it's a fossil. And John Lindsay, the architect, said, no, it's not a fossil, it's an artifact. And he went and had it. He said, look, I'm going to show you guys it's an artifact, it's not a fossil. And he took it and he had it examined. And when he had it examined, it indeed turned out that it was an artifact, not a fossil. And what this artifact was said to represent was Quetzalcoatl. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, there were two giant stone rocks that were uncovered, I think, in the 1940s from the area around the rock wall, one of which was in the basement of what is now it's the old Rockwall Courthouse downtown, where they actually have a representation of the rock wall there. Delphine and I have a picture standing in front of it. But they have one of these three and a half ton stone rocks there that they uncovered, and they had this ancient writing on it. The only place this writing has been found has been in Aztec and Mesoamerican type of artifacts. And there have been other architects and other archaeologists who have looked at the rock wall evidence and said, yes, it indeed does have characteristics of early Mesopotamia. Now, what was interesting about this artifact that was found was that when John Lindsay found out what tribe in Mexico it related to, this explains why when I went to his house, he had this Mayan spaceman statue in there that was real. And I was sitting there looking at that thing going, man, I don't think this guy's supposed to have that. That's probably supposed to be in a museum somewhere. It was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable. If I ever get to go back to his house, I'll take a picture of it. It was an unbelievable piece of artifact. It was a fucking little spaceman in a spacesuit, and it was fucking, you know, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of years old. It was unbelievable. But come to find out, whatever Mesoamerican tribe this had related to, John Lindsay went to Mexico to meet with them about this artifact, and when he got there, they already knew he was coming. I'm not kidding you. They had prophesied that he was coming about this artifact. And they told him what it was and got put him in contact with a guy who could make a mold of it and recreate it, because they knew what it was. They were expecting, you know, they had prophesied this white man coming to their tribe about this artifact that related to their ancestors. Now, how unbelievable is that? And it was said that this artifact pertained to Quetzalcoatl, and it kind of looks like a goat alien head thing. That's what the artifact looked like. It's crazy. And come to find out, you know, the tales of Aztlan talked about how the early Mesoamericans, before they migrated south to Mexico and set up their empire there, they migrated south from a northern area. And so I found it interesting that a lot of these areas that have been found, they talk about these chambers and how they had, you know, these pockets under what is now Lake Rehoboth, where the wall was, and there's these chambers, and they cracked into them, and then they go deeper down. Well, I found this image of this ancient, it's supposed to, I don't know how old it is, but supposedly this is an image of what, and I'll put this in the chat room for you, of what Aztlan was supposed to look like. And they talked about Aztlan being this like giant, you know, walled-in structure with multiple rooms and chambers, which is exactly what the rock wall has. And I found this picture there, and you look at that, and as I was looking at that, I was blown away by the fact that, you know, that we know about the rock wall having these chambers. And with the wall structure, and you can almost see in the inside of this, this picture, where you see the orange part on the inside of it, you can almost see where that looks like a wall, like a stacked wall structure. I was just blown away by that, and it really struck me when I started thinking about the fact that the stones, and this is where the whole idea that the wall, rock wall structure is man-made doesn't wash, is because the stones that comprise the wall are made of geopolymer crystals. Three different distinct types of crystals, not indicative to this particular area, that were brought in from an outside source and put together and put into this these walls to make the structure. And that was one of the things that I had found about Quetzalcoatl, is that Quetzalcoatl is said to have been, well, let me find it. It says, oh, where'd he go? Yeah, he's supposed to be Quetzalcoatl, so supposedly an expert in gem cutting and metal casing. From the distant east, from the fabulous Huhu Thaplon, this mysterious person came to Tula, which is supposed to be like Aztlan, and became the patron god and high priest of the ancestors of the Toltecs. Is described as having been a white man with strong formation of body, broad forehead, large eyes, and a flowing beard. This is what they described Quetzalcoatl as. He was skilled in many arts. He invented gem cutting and metal casing. I went gem cutting. Well, now that we know these three crystals, these three different types of crystals made the wall, and then metal casing, metal casting, right? I kept saying casing, casting, metal casting. Well, that's what they found embedded into the wall. They found a casted metal smelted wheel. I held it in my hand. That was made of copper, iron, tin, which was, they dated it thousands of years before mankind was making anything that sophisticated. And it exists, folks. I've held it in my hand at John Lindsay's house. We just called this guy up and said we were looking into this rock wall stuff. And he just let us come out to his house. And he gave us about a two-hour spiel before. This was several years ago. 2008, I guess it was. And he gave us his two-hour spiel before he finally, we finally told him after 2 hours, look, man, you don't have to convince us that this was not built by, probably not built by humans. And he was like, oh, thank God, you know. There was like a picture of him standing there with Zachariah Sitchin. I was like, man, that's weird. You know, I'm completely blown away by this. I think that, all these things are starting to make more sense to me, man. This whole thing about being awesome, because if it was all this whole area where I'm at, you know, all Texas were down here. This used to be Mexico, folks. And it, you know, if those people ever found out that, you know, their mythical kingdom of Aslan is buried under the richest, most affluent white Christian county in all of Texas, they would probably be raising a stink and want it declared an archaeological site and want all the, there are houses I found that are right on the wall area that are upwards of $300 to $500 million homes. I didn't know there were homes like that in the Dallas area at all, much less out there in Rockwall. It's unbelievable. But that's what would happen. And so I kept hearing about when we met with this guy, Dave Campbell, who was on this radio show that we played here several times. He kept saying that there was a gentleman who was a congressman, and his name's Congressman Ralph Hall. And coincidentally enough, Ralph Hall is a member of the Tom DeLay Congressional Committee, or he was when that was still around, the Free Congress Foundation, the American Israeli Cooperative Enterprise. I have found his name associated with Council for National Policy members. Guess where Mr. Ralph Hall's office sits right on top of? One of the rooms, one of the temple rooms of the Rock Wall, right across from the old courthouse. Yep. Now there's a lodge, a Masonic lodge in Rock Wall called the East Fork Masonic Lodge, and the East Fork of the Trinity River runs right next to where the wall used to be. Now, if you go to the East Fork Trinity and Rockwall Masonic Lodge website, across the top of the website, it has a little like digital representation, like a little cartoon thing all around the border of the page of the Rock Wall. Well, lo and behold, when you go there and you look at their members, I got one guess for you, folks, who was a current member of the East Trinity Lodge number 157, Ralph Hall. Ralph Hall, and there's a street named after him in Rockwall. Word around the campfire is Ralph Hall, who I think is now like 83 years old, still kicking strong. Ralph Hall has been the biggest person in all of Rockwall that has been single-handedly keeping anything going, keeping this covered up. So there I definitely have my connection. To Ralph Hall and the CMP types and the priest class and the reasons why they're keeping this covered up. I didn't record the meeting. Delphi's ex-boyfriend recorded the meeting, so you know how that goes. Which means, no, I don't have the recordings of it. We were all supposed to work on a film about this, and then, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends break up and then people don't do things that they say they're going to do. And, you know, it's been 3 years now. And so after 3 years of, you know, dealing with people who don't do what they say they're going to do, I'm just tired of not dealing with it anymore. I want to go get back into this. I put it off and put it off. And, you know, it's just one of those things that happens, I guess. But it's important to me. And I'm going to get back into it, you know, and into looking at this. But this connection with Ralph Hall, this Freemason, there one of the stone rocks that I mentioned earlier, which is comprised almost completely of garnet. That was what was interesting. These giant 2.5 ton stone rocks they found next to the wall in the early 1940s were comprised almost mostly of garnet, which is an interesting thing for them to be made of, considering all the writing they had on them. Well, according to John Lindsay, the architect, there one of these big stone rocks was in the bottom of the old courthouse in Rockwall for a long time. And in the middle of the night, they basically stole it out of there, and it went to the house and residence of an affluent Rockwall person. Now, nobody is wanting to talk about who exactly this affluent person was who now has this giant 2.5-ton stone from the Rockwall with ancient writing on it in their house, not allowing the scientific community or any one of us out here to examine it and have it on public display. And as soon as John Lindsay, the architect, started asking questions about it, well, he found out actually who has it. And as soon as he started making a ruckus about it, they started trying to shut him up real quick. That's when the funding got cut. That's when the Rockwall Historical Society completely dropped the issue of the wall at all like a hot potato when they were all behind it before. From what I understand, Congressman Ralph Hall not only was responsible for, basically getting the Rockwall City Council and Historical Society and everything else to go to sleep on the issue, but also from what I have gathered, I don't know if this is absolutely true, so don't quote me on this, but from what I understand, it's Ralph Hall who has this in his house. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Big cornerstone from this wall with ancient writing on it that nobody can identify from a structure that the scientific community says is man-made, and we have a well-known conservative Christian right-winger congressman with this fucking thing in his house, not letting anybody see it, examine it, or anything else. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. So regardless of how much information we have on the wall, regardless of how much information we have or we might be able to get on it or dig up or anything else, we do have evidence that what I've been telling you for a long time is that this thing is bigger than anybody wants to admit, because what it proves is that the whole idea of how man came to be is a lie, an absolute lie. We already know that, but it's a little bit different when you have this kind of information, this evidence. So that's what I think it is. I think it's some sort of ancient, like the Mexican Atlantis, Aztlán. And of course, you know, the Republicans and the right wingers and these, you know, priest class minions are going to be the ones that are going to be charged with keeping this thing quiet. And let me see if I can find this other. Here it is. Rockwall County's 10 most expensive homes. Now, I found this, and I found this interesting, and that these locations, and you can see some of it in some of you can see that they're on or they're, some of these houses are on big hills. And this is the flatland around here. There's no hills like this. All these structures around Rockwall. When you come into Rockwall from Rowlett on the Highway 66 bridge, there's a 550-foot elevation drop. I've driven on it a million times for my whole life, but I've always noticed that your ears pop because the elevation goes up and down 550 feet on both sides. And this is prime area where the rock wall, the main areas of the rock wall, the chambered rooms and the temple rooms have been found. Because when you come down the 66 bridge, you dead end right to where the courthouse is. But a lot of these houses, $41.4 million, $2.76 million. There's a castle that's built on part of this. There's another one in here that's you can see up on a big hill. I'll drop this in the chat room. And when you look at that list, the top 10 most expensive homes in Rockwall, it's interesting, man. They're all right in that area between the I-30 bridge and Highway 66. I'm talking about $100 million homes built right on top of this thing. And you got to wonder why. And I think there's some sort of signature, some sort of electrical signature there that is, I don't know. I really can't tell you. I don't know. There's something there. Otherwise, they wouldn't put all of the most expensive properties, and it's the most it's the richest county in the entire state of Texas. Isn't that interesting that that's where Alex Jones is from too, huh? Are we supposed to think that's a coincidence too? And you know what? All those houses I showed you are in a gated community, and there aren't that many gated communities there in Rockwall. But yeah, it's probably where Alex Jones lived because he talked about living in a gated community in Rockwall growing up there. Wouldn't surprise me in the least bit. Unbelievable stuff, though. Let's see here. Do we have any email questions tonight? Yeah, I think it is an energy field. I think there's definitely something there that has to do with an energy field. I've experienced that. I got some buddies that have experienced weird stuff, weird acceleration stuff on their motorcycles around that area before. I've had missing time over there. Me and a buddy of mine had lost, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours one time crossing the bridge. Another friend of mine lost time there. We were near this power plant, which is right by the rock wall, right on the lake one time, and we got hit by some sort of, I don't know what it was. I don't know. All I know is that it whatever it was, we blacked out, and we were scared like we'd never been scared in our lives, but we couldn't explain why we were scared. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. It was a force. An energy. It was a spirit. It was something. And it hit us, and we were crying like we were little girls. No, you can't see where the rock was above or below ground because the rock wall's buried 50 feet under the ground. You have to dig 50 feet down to the fucking shale where the bedrock is to get to the motherfucking thing. The only parts of it you can see above the ground are the places where they've excavated part of it, and you can see it on Google Earth and stuff like that. But people always ask that, where can I go and see this rock wall? You can't see. I mean, if there was somebody out there that was wealthy, you know, beyond anything and is interested in this, I've said this a million times, I have had people contact me in the past, but if we get, you know, I mean, I've crunched the numbers on it. It ain't going to be cheap. It's going to be in the upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I had one person out there one time that said they wanted to put up like $500,000, which would be stellar if we get something like that. But you need backhoes, you need water pumps, you need surveyors, archaeologists, you need a team of people. But if all those things could be brought together, we could get some more information on this. You know, but the problem is because the scientific community across the board has been convinced to go to sleep on the issue and has been convinced that it's a natural formation, grants are impossible to come by. You know, you can't, I mean, even with the evidence that's been presented, you know, what we need is we need a new dig so we can get a new paleomagnetic survey done. Because Dr. Wolf Goss, who did the original paleomagnetic survey in 1999, we have pictures of him doing it, was so freaked out from his findings, he will not allow his findings to be published until after he's dead. So what did he find? You know what's interesting? If you get an idea of what a paleomagnetic survey is, there's a scene in the original Jurassic Park movie where they're doing a paleomagnetic survey, and it allows him to see through all these chambers and stuff. So essentially what I gather is that when you do a paleomagnetic survey, it allows you to see all of the entire structures within the wall. But like I said, the guy who did do the paleomagnetic survey on it, he was from Dr. Wolf Goss at the University of Texas in Austin. He wouldn't talk about it. It scared the ever-living bejesus out of that guy so bad, whatever it was, and was so monumental, he will not allow his findings to be published until after his death. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. Tracy in the chat room says that she's been doing research on Google Earth throughout the last 10 years on random dates. There's digging activity in some places, and then all remnants of that or activity are completely gone the next day. Yeah, they scrub stuff off the internet all the time. There were things back in 2007, 2008. There was things that radio host Michael Vail that he and I had found on people like Chuck Baldwin. I mean, me and Michael Vail used to have tons and tons of links to stuff talking about Chuck Baldwin being a CMP member. And then after they tanked the Ron Paul campaign and everybody got behind Chuck Baldwin, boy, that shit was scrubbed off the internet. Me and Vail couldn't find any of that stuff anywhere. Not an inkling of it. There's been a lot of stuff like that. I mean, there's been a lot of research and stuff that I've done on various topics and talked about, and then people go back and try to find it, and then the articles are removed. You know, they're scrubbing stuff all the time. Google Earth only goes back to 2001 for Rockwall, huh? Doesn't allow you to go back to 99 when they were actually doing the dig now, does it? No. Because if people could see what they uncovered there, and you can see what they uncovered, there's a video on YouTube that Delphi's ex-boyfriend had gotten, and he put it up. But there's a big time, campaign going on to keep this thing covered up. And I think we know now why that is. I think I'm actually going to put something out in like the Rockwall paper or on Craigslist or something that says, you know, looking for people with information on this. You know, anybody have any information? Because from what I understand, there are tons of families. There are certain families around the Rockwall area that have artifacts from the wall that they won't show to the public. I really want to make a movie about this, though. At least just something that'll get interest up, and maybe we can present enough information in a film about it that we could basically use as sort of a sell point for people who may want to, you know, or maybe interested in possibly funding a new dig. Because I still think the best thing to do would be to locate an area where some of the wall is, buy a piece of property, and then, you know, do your own personal excavation and don't tell anybody about it. That's the whole thing is, you know, I mean, shit, even if we did get somebody that wanted to do this, I can't say I could get up here and tell you about it, honestly. You know what I mean? Not to at least until after the fact. Just because there's every time somebody gets close to this, for instance, John Lindsay, who I talked about earlier, the architect, I mean, he had two guys right after he made some big groundbreaking discovery and started coming out and saying it's 55 million years old. So how do you explain there being intelligent people 55 million years ago? That pretty much squashes all of our religion and science right there now, doesn't it? Very next day after saying that, he got visited by people he said were church people in black suits that told him that he needed to keep his mouth shut about this stuff. So, yeah, there's definitely there's definitely a big campaign going on to keep people quiet about it. And I think that if you know, a lot of the information out there, I just want to make a film about it because nobody else has made one about it yet. And I feel that if I could do that, then it might, you know, get some more people interested in it. But, finding out about Ralph Hall and his connections to that and the Freemasons and stuff like that was another mind blower. Anyway, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to jump into some news for you here tonight. We are getting Moonbatty. It's a late night Moonbat edition for you. GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com is my email address. It's GlobalRealityShow@gmail.com. You want to shoot an email to me if you got a comment or a question or something you want to hear me talk about tonight. That's where you can send that at. We're going to get into more news, more information tonight as well here on the show. This is the Global Reality late night Moonbat edition, folks. Stay with us.
may stop.